Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Today's daf is daf Zion. We're back to business. We're back in New York now. In Rafon's Smedish here on the west side. And as you recall from yesterday's tape, we left off on the bottom of Vav Amid Beis. And we're basically up to the third shot in Rav, which is 8 or 9 or 10 lines from the bottom, where the line ends off Elohokam Mashmulon Rav. We start at the beginning of the new line, Rav Kamat Vafilu Kiddush. Now, what is this all about? So remember, we had three versions of Rav. The first version started up at about 12 lines from the top of the Amud, where the line begins, Omer Rav, Zor, Shekomatz, Kimetz, Yachzir. A Zor that did the Kemitza can remedy the fact that he passed it by putting the Soles back. Now, what exactly was Rav referring to? So let's go back to the Mishnah on Vav Amid Aleph. In Vav Amid Aleph, we had a long laundry list of people or actions that caused a kemitza to be possible. Remember, you look on the Mishnah, Vav Amid Aleph, towards the bottom of the Mishnah, towards the bottom of the Amud. Echad minchas choytev, yechad kol ha-menochis, ul menochis, shekomtzon, zor, or an oinen, a tvul yoin, mechus ha-megod, mechus ha-kippurim, without rechitzi daim reglaim, and oral atomia, yoshev, and oimet, all of those things, pasul. And then the Mishnah said, komat, the smoil, if he did a kemitza with the left hand instead of the right hand, pasul. And the Seder says, there's a way to be mesakin. Yachzir, the yachzir, the yitmoitz, the yamin. Meaning, then the Seder says, I agree with you. Avad apostle. However, there's a remedy. What's the remedy? Just redo it. Go and put your kemitza back in the original kli, and start from square one, and everything is fine. Okay. So now, Rav says on the Amud Beis. Rav says, Rav, Omer Rav, Zor Shekomatz, Yachzir. The Zor that does a Kemitza, Yachzir, he should redo it. Just like what Ben Meseder said in the case of Smoil. Says Rav in the case of the Zor. Now, who is Rav talking to? So initially, the Gemara thought the Rav is referring to the Rabbanon. And the Gemara said, if that's what the Rabbanon hold, that you can remedy your bad Kemitza, then what's the machloikis between the Rabbanon and Ben Meseder? Ben Meseder also says you can go and remedy a bad kemitza. Gemara wanted to say a pshat, and the Gemara was doich of the pshat, until the Gemara had a new pshat. What was the new pshat in Rav? Rav is not referring to the Rabbanan. Rav is referring to Ben Meseder. Where do we find this? Again, in the middle of the Yomid. Ki ka'omer Rav leben Meseder. When Rav said in our Mishnah, or about our Mishnah, Zor, Shekomatz, Yachzir, he wasn't talking like the Rabban, he was talking like Ben Meseder. And then the Gemara said, couldn't do Ben Meseder, Pshita. After all, that's what it says in our Mishnah, that Ben Meseder says that you can redo it. So what is Rav being Mechadish? So the Gemara assumed initially what he's being Mechadish is because Ben Meseder is only talking about the Smoil case. He's not talking about the Zor, the Oinen, the Tvul Yoyim, the Mechus HaKippurim, all the others. So maybe it's a special din in Smoil. Says Rav, it goes across the board. Ben Meseder is referring to all the cases in the Mishnah. The Gemara said that cannot be. Because we have two braises, which the Gemara quoted just before what we're up to, that said pretty clearly that Ben Meseder's halacha is across the board. It's not just a din in Smoil. If you look at the Gemara roughly, see where the choices begins with Mokim, Shiragle, Hazor, Oimdas. Next to that, Vatanya, exactly on that line, Vatanya is reviewed over the laws of Reb Shimon Oimrim, Machshir Hoyeb Ben Meseder B'chol Apsulim Kula. It was across the board, not just Smoil. Everything he holds, you can remedy it by just putting it back. He had the Zor taking out the Kemitza, tell the Zor, Aros, Kinder Aros, and take the Kemitza, put it back in. You had an Oinen, you had an Oral, you had a Tomei. Oh, tell me, if he was Betamid, you couldn't put it back in. But if he was not Betamid. Anyway, but bottom line is, we see from the Braisa that Bamsei was not only referring to the case of Smoil, he's referring to Kolapsum Kolam. So what is Rav telling? What's Rav's halach? And that's what we're up to. Elohoka Mashmalon Rav. And now again, we're 10 lines from the bottom of the Yomid. Rav comes to tell us, Komatz Vafilu Kidesh. not only the cases of, again, we're talking loit ben beseder, and the beseder says you can remedy and you can fix a kmitza that was done bipsul. How can you fix it? By putting it back. Says Rav, I'm going to tell you a gevaldig yechidish. Not only that the koyin, the non-koyin, or the koyin apostle, did the kmitza, but he put it into a new kli shoris and it was mekadish the kmitza. Remember, how do you do normally a kmitza? You first take your carbon mincha, you put it into a kli shoris, then the kohen goes and takes his three fingers and does a kmitza, and then he puts it into another kli shoris, and then you have a kohen taking that second kli shoris, he's moilich it to the mizbeach, and he's makter it on the mizbeach. Aha. So Jot Unze Gemara says, Rav, that when the Beseder says you can remedy it, not only are we talking about that the Kohen is still holding the Kemitz in his three fingers, and he hasn't put it down, or the Oinin, or the Zor, or the Psol, or whatever it was, but even if you put it into the new Kli Shoreis, you can still fix it by putting it back. So what's the Gemara Yechadish? Bachon Gemara Tanoi. It excludes the following Tanoi. The sign we learned that Braise, Rabbi Yossi, Skip Ben Yossi, Rabbi Yossi Ben Yasyon, for Rabbi Yehuda Nachtim Omru, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda Nachtim said, B'medvam Amurim, when did Ben Beseder say that you can go and be misakin and remedy this badly brought kmitza, performed kmitza, Shekoma Tzvalekidish, if he didn't put it into a klishas? Avakidish, once you put him to Glishar, it's pasal, it's forever, irrevocably pasal, you can no longer redeem it. And therefore, Rav is saying, we don't hold like those Tuman Diyamrim. The real Ben Beseder holds that in fact you can remedy it, even if it was Kiddush. And Mi'ya Kedamah, there's another version which is just the opposite. The Rav said, like those two Mandi Omrim, like those two Tanoim. And he says, Komatz in Kidesh Loi. Dafka said, Ben Beseder, you can go and redo it and fix it because it was only a Kemitza. There was no Kiddush in the Klisharts. Keman, Kani Tanoi, like these Tanoim. So, Ibazoi, what's the Kiddush Chodach already, these two Tanoim? Lafuki with Tanakama. Even though we didn't quote the Tanakama, but there is a Tanakama that disagrees. And he holds Taka that even if Kiddush, these two Mandi Yomrim said, no, Dafke, Komet Veloi Kiddush. Says Rav, we hold like those two Mandi Yomrim, Rabbi Yossi Ben Yasyon and Rabbi Yehuda HaNachtayim. Okay. Now, before we continue into Rav, now we want to understand these Tanoim Takke. Maslid of Nacht. Maika Sabri Hani Tanoim. What do these Tanoim hold? Remember, what do these Tanoim say? That according to Ben Beseder, if you only did the Kemitza Bipaslus, that's it, you can fix it. Well, if you put it into a new Kli Shoreis, you're, excuse the expression, you're dead in the water, Mekenshinish, you can't fix it, you can't remedy it, we're done. Ask Rav Nachman, Maiko Saviyana Tanoi, what do these Tanoim hold? Ikemitzes Psulin Avoidehi. If you're telling me that a Kemitz that was done by an apostle, it's a full fledged Avoida, it's an Avoida Bepasless, but it was a full fledged Avoida. Even if you didn't put it into a Kli, it should be unfixable. You shouldn't be able to remedy it because you already did the Avoida. You can't turn the clock back. It's 30 too late. You did a bad Avoida. So even without the Matan Kli, Elamai going to tell me, Kemitzas Psulin Lavoidehi, since it was done by a person who's not qualified, by a Zor, by an Oinen, a Tvulyoin, whatever, that we had in our Mishnah, Nu Oy Bazoi, if you're going to tell me, that was nothing. Push the delete button, nothing happened, you know. Nothing is goodish. And like a Masa Koy Falma, nothing happened. Zoy Bazoi, Kiyovan Lamatan Kli, my habit. Even though you put it into the Kli. So, Vus is. You didn't do anything. You took a nothingness and you put it into a Kli. Kli Shoris. It was Makadish, nothing. So make up your mind. Is this Kemitzas Psum a full-fledged Avoida? It's an Apostle Dick Avoida, but it's an Avoida. So even if you didn't put it into a Matan Kli, you shouldn't be able to fix it. Or if you're going to tell me, nah, shouldn't it? Apostle. Say, Bazai, even if you put it into the Matan Kli, why does that now make it unfixable? It's not Gurnish. And therefore, Hodom Rav Nachman, li oilam avoidi. Said Rav Nachman, I'll explain to you. Really and truly, an avoidi bipsulim is an avoidi. So how can you go and fix it? Vle gomra avoidoso adi ovidla matan kli. It's not a momentary, singular avoida of just the kmitza. the kmitza and the putting into the kli is one united avoida, indivisible avoida, and so therefore it's a grace of chiddush. I agree with you, and that's Rav's chiddush, and that's why we had to repeat what Rav said, that we should understand the full depth of his chiddush as well as these two tonight. I'm sorry.
The delineator is indivisible
avoida. Exactly. So bottom line is, let's just finish. Yeah. We'll get back to your question. Therefore, what the Gemara is telling us is that when the Psulim did the Avoida, what Avoida did they do? The Avoida Sakmitza, it wasn't a valid Avoida, but it was a full-fledged Avoida. But it wasn't finished yet. It was a fledged, but not full-fledged. When does it become finished? Only until you put it into the Matan Kli. Once you put it into the Matan Kli, the Avoida is now finished, it's complete. You now look at it. Was it done by Paslis? No good. You cannot fix it. It's now fixed as a Paslis Avoida. But until you put it into the Matan Kli, let's see what happens. Maybe they'll never put it into a Kli Sharis, and then you will be able to fix it after all. Yes?
Does this have implications for Mefaglin, the Chatzi Matir type thing? If somebody has a Machshava, Mefagelis?
Uh-huh. Continue on.
We all the chapters in Zvachim about having a Machshava Mefagelis.
Yeah, now I hear what you're saying. Mitzchem on Zayin Amud Aleph, which we're about to approach, about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara is going to quote from a Mishnah later on Daf Yud Beis, where the Mishnah begins, Zehaklal Kol HaKoymitz V'noisim Mekli HaMoylech V'HaMakter. Now, even though it says Vav, it means Oy Ka'omar, any one of these four avoids. Lechol V'Shedarkal Lechol Or L'Hakdav V'Shedarkal HaKter Shaloi V'Mkoymer Shaloi V'Smanoi, then the Zin of Pigul. So from that Mishnah's Mashma, that these are separate avoids.
Right.
Here we're putting it together to one avoid. So we gotta wait.
Stay tuned.
Freitimar Ihochi. Once you're telling me this pshat, afilu loy kidesh, even if you don't go and put it into a new kli sharis, it should also be unfixable. I don't know, Rabbi, if there's a word unfixable, but you know what I mean. You shouldn't be able to remedy the situation.
Irreversible.
Irrevocable.
Irremediable.
Exactly. Freiti mar b'mechahad alei lekoymitz leduchte tiktresh v'livsar. The Gemara says a very, very straightforward kasha. What happened over here? According to these two Tanoim, and then Rav, depending on the first version or the second version of Rav. According to one version, Rav agrees with the two Tanoim. According to the other, Rav rejects the two Tanoim. But what did they say? According to Ben Veseda, you can fix any one of the psulim of our Mishnah that did a kmitza up to a point. Once it went, the kmitza went into a new kli sharis, you're dead in the water, it's too late, there's nothing more you can do. Unfixable. Irremediable. Ah. But until it goes back to kli sharis, then you can go and fix it. What's the reason why? Because when you put into the kli sharis, that now finishes off the short circuit and now completes the circuit. Now we're done, we're finished. It was mekadesh this faulty psuldika kmitza, you can no longer fix it. So Frank Timara, why? What would you have done? Let's go through the process. You have this Oinen, you have the Zor, one of these bad guys, Hashem, and a bad guy, one of these Psulim that went and did a kmitza. And he's ready now to go and put it into a new kli sharis. Then Seder is there, together with Rabbi Yosef ben Yasyon and Harav HaNachtoim.
Rabbi
Yudah HaNachtoim. And they all say, oh, 1 second, stop. Don't put into kli sharis. Once you put into kli sharis, you won't be able to fix it. You know what you should do? What should you do? Put it back into the original kli. What was that original kli? Was that just a plastic container that you bought for 99 cents in the supermarket?
That's kli sharis also.
Ultra kli sharis. So instead of putting into new kli sharis, and then you can't fix it, put it back in the old kli sharis, then that's going to go and just concretize the psul. It's going to complete it. Like the Gemara says, once he puts it into a mountain kli, now it's possible forever, it's irrevocable, irremediable, unfixable. So what have I accomplished? They're saying as long as you don't put it into a new kli sharis, you can still put it back into the original kli sharis. Once you put it back into the first kli sharis, you have the same issue, that now it's unfixable, because it's also kli sharis in the Kaddish. To look at the Rashi, look at the top Rashi.
It's not the business of Kabbalah. is the whole issue that there's an avoda.
Give me top Rashi.
It's kabbalas adam.
The ha'avad. Look. The kaparech ki mahadali lekoyimitz leduchte. He puts it back in the original klisharis. Likdoish the lifso. The avad matan kli. Mali klisharis ze. Umali klisharis acher. After all, there are 200 klisharis and waiting there on the shelf, all ready to makabel any carbon mincha. Instead of taking A, he could take B, he could take C, he could take D. Instead of 1, 2, 3, 4, I say 200, I'm giving an arbitrary ticket. But the point is, instead of putting it to a new klisharis, and now saying, okay, even Ben Maseid, all this fossil, he can't go and fix it because miscavish for klisharis. You know what? Don't put it at new klisharis. Put it back into the original one, and we'll start over from square one. You're going to put it back into the original one, that's also klisharis. It's also going to be mekadesh, and it's going to now concretize, put into cement, the psul of the zor, or the oinen, or the tolyayim, etc. That's it. So, David, you're not happy?
No.
Okay, tell us when you're not happy.
I'm happy because there's a happy complaint. I understand what Rashi is explaining.
Exactly.
You have this process that they describe at the beginning of the knuckles that you have to take it, and you have to do a kmitz, and then you have to put it. Place it at the ceremonial placement, it's with a new kli. So you can't compare the two of them. This first one, the guy shows up with a bunch of flour and a kli shows. Okay, it could be a plastic bin for all I know. He's saying, you're giving it a new kedusha. But there's effective, the second one has a specific part of the avodah.
It's parallel to it's parallel to the Mizrak of Kabbalah Adama by Zebach.
And therefore
it has a different, it's not all kli shows are the same.
Good.
The kli shows of the first one was the source.
Right.
But this is the klisharis of Kabbalah.
Right.
It's like a mizrak and lahavdil, the parable, if you could put the dama nefesh back into the slaughtered animal.
If you could.
If you can't. That's not physically possible.
That's
but here you can put it back.
Exactly.
So the same way that a onen, a zar,
etc.
This list, if they were mekabel the dam, if you could reverse it, if you could roll the tape back and then do it and get somebody else in there, fine.
What's the svar of Rabbi Yossi Ben Yassion and Rabbi Yehuda HaNachtoim? The svara is that until you put it into the klisharis, the second klisharis, it's still not a completed avodah. When do you complete the circuit? When you're mekadesh it in a klisharis, and now you're 100% finished with your first avodah, and as a result, now it becomes cemented in concrete. I understand. And from this point on, you can no longer remedy it because it becomes kodesh in a klisharis. So the Gemara's shale, or the Gemara's kasha is, mali klisharis zem, mali klisharis achet. As long as you take this kmitz and you put it back into klisharis, whichever klisharis, that klisharis will be mekadesh it. As soon as mekadesh it, boom! It's now cemented in place, and you can no longer change it. You can't add, you can't subtract, you cannot fix it. So we assumed until now it's got to be dafkin at your brand new klisharis, which is miyuchan and mezuman just for kmitza. Fake them or no? As long as you put in any klisharis l'chayre, it should cement into place the unfixable, irremediable problem of the soul in this kmitza as a fake one.
Qualitatively, it's different kedusha. The kedusha of the behema and the kedusha of the dam and the mizrik.
All klisharis have the same kedusha. All klisharis have the same kedusha. All klisharis have the same kedusha. And therefore, weiter, we should not be able to remedy this posel dika kmitza. How did you want to remedy? By putting it back. You're just going to go and cause it to become posel by putting it back. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so you say meres klishores in mekachin elamidas. The only time a klishores instilled kedusha in its contents, only if you intend the klishores to do that. If your intention is not to go and be mekadish the kmitza, but rather just to return it to its source, and in fact, in a sense, you have here hepach kavana. I don't want it to become this kaddish. I want it to be able to remedy and start again from the beginning, because I know that a bad boo boo happened. That a zor and oynim etzvuyim etc. went and did the kmitza, which is totally off the charts metudas nishmachet, and they did it. I want to go and go back in history and scale back what happened. So I don't want it to be miskaddish. I make a declaration of points. I don't want it to be kaddish. I want to go put it back into the original kli, and we'll start again from square one. When is a klisharis miskaddish? Only midas if that was his intention. So therefore, If he went the next step and they took the kmitza and put it into the klisharis, the new klisharis, the kmitza klisharis, obviously for the purpose of being makter it, now you no longer can fix it because obviously putting the klisharis would be makadish it to go the next stop in the process of being makter. Mashenkin, if you put it back in the original, forget, he didn't want it to become this kaddish. I want it to go back to its original, plain, normal mincha status. And mincha itself, of course, has a kedushas mincha, being in the original klisharis, but it doesn't have a kedushas kmitza. So I want to take away that kedushas kmitza, put the kmitza back into the original kli, so therefore, a mekach el mitas. Okay, choyda, a gans kuteteret, and maybe that's perhaps what was going in your mind as well. What's the difference between the first and the second? The second one is his intention was, I want to continue on in this four avoida process by putting it back for carrots. I want to uproot what I did. Zeg, Freytimar, based on what Rabbi Yochanan just said, the klisharis ain't mekadesh on midas, homidas. What happens if it is his intention to mekadesh it? Mekadesh. Then, in fact, the klisharis would be mekadesh even solas or mincha or kmitza that became parcel because of the bad people, the ineligible, unqualified people that did the kmitza. It's not only the unqualified, also if he's wearing rochus yadayim v'raglayim, he's not wearing mechusim begodim, etc. Anyway, it's noch hamidas if he intended it to become kaddish mekach, and that's what we said. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is ein mekach and el midas, but midas would be mekadesh, as well as that's the whole svara of Rabbi Yossi ben Yasyon and Rabbi Yehuda Nachtoim. Once you put into that new klisharis, becomes kaddish, it becomes finished. Freidim of Abayim and Yerushalchim Rabbi Yochanan, Yerushalchish asked the very same Rabbi Yochanan, klisharis mau shiakachu psulin lichat chilo likarev. As we had the Mishnah back in Masechtas Zvachim, and we're going to have further in our Masechtas as well, we have that famous halacha is in Olu Lo Yerdu, that all those psulim b'koydish, they were not previously possible like a roiv of a nirva, muktzav and evad, to become possible inside the Azara, like a machsheves pigul, for instance. You're not allowed to put it on the mizbeach, chas v'shol. But in Olu, if they went on the mizbeach, Lo Yerdu, you just leave it there. So now, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, Klisharis Maishi Katsu Psul Lechatchila. Meaning, we had the Zor Oinen Tful Yoim of our Mishnah that did a Kemitza. And you took that Kemitza and you put it into a Klisharis. Would you be able to go and use that new Klisharis to be Mekadish it, to be like an Im Olu Lo Yerdu situation, Lechatchila Likara, that you could now put it on the Mizbeach? It's not on the Mizbeach yet, but since it's in a klisharis, the klisharis has already elevated these psula dikka kmitzes, then maybe now the chachila you couldn't put on the Mizbeach.
The chachila, no, yerdu is a bedeyevit quality. It's never,
of course, you know, of course.
I mean, the chachila sounds very out of place here.
Yeah,
I mean, it's. I mean, it's a bedeyevit. It's being olu yerdu, but the chachila.
Yeah, understood. But now we're talking about the physical as opposed to the legal.
Okay.
And you have the minchas inside your chmitz, inside your
second klisharis.
The second klisharis. It's not on the mizbech.
Right.
It's only going to get on the mizbech if somebody lifts it up.
Right.
So therefore, he's asking, now that it's in the klisharis. Then the klisharis is mekadesh, the psulim. If you hold that klisharis, mekadesh, psulim, so now it's imbued and immersed in a much holier spirit than it was before. What before was just possible. And now, klisharis. Maybe it elevates it to the status that you could go and put it on the Mizbeach Lechatchila, just like in the all the other cases when it was already on the Mizbeach, in Molly Yedu. The Amalei and the Birchel said, no, I ain't Mekadesh. Even though Klisharis is Mekadesh, it's not Mekadesh to allow it to go on the Mizbeach. So I see now the person put it in the Klisharis Midas. And Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ein mekach." Rabbi Yochanan a moment ago said, "Ein mekach el midas." Hamidas, siyom mekadesh. So there he said, "Yom mekadesh," and here he's saying, "Ein mekadesh." So it's a kasha. Rabbi Yochanan is stira, but it's more than just a stira. Rabbi Yochanan. It's really a kasha on our entire Gemara, because our entire Gemara we've been saying that if you have this kmitza, if it didn't go into a klisharis yet, you can fix it.
Good job.
Shkoyah for the beautiful new Gemara, Reb David. If you cook a kmitza, a posel took a kmitza, if you didn't put into klisharis, you can go and fix it. Once you put into klisharis, it's unfixable. Here it says, the same Rabbi Yochanan says, klisharis ma'ashi kachu psul mechachil dikar, the amulei, ein mekachin. You cannot go and be mekadesh it. Why could you go and be mekadesh it? Because after all, if you're talking about According to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan just said that ein mekadshin ela midas. Ha midas mekadshin. You could be mekadshin. So he's saying you could be mekadshin. Mm-hmm. And now Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Yochanan, "May shekadshin psulim lechatchila likaref? Can you mekadshin psulim?" And he says, "Ein mekadshin. You can't be mekadshin. What do you mean can't be mekadshin? Didn't we just say a moment ago that if you go and put the psulim into klisharis, it's mekadshin that it becomes now irrevocable?" So in other words, you put psulim into klisharis, there is a kedusha that happens to it to make it possible. And here Rabbi Yochanan said, no, a klisharis is not mekadeshit. And here we said, it is mekadeshit. So it's a steer of both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan said on the second line, klisharis ain't mekadeshit midas, hamidas mekadeshit. And here was the same Rabbi Yochanan says, ain't mekadeshit. But it's also kasha on the whole sugya generally. Because the whole sugya generally, we said that if you go and put in the hosala, soilet, posala kmitza into a klisharis, now it becomes cemented in place, it becomes fully sanctified to be posel. You just said now, according to Yochanan, a mekacha psulis. Amalei a mekacha likarev, a mekacha li posel. When you put posel dika kmitza into a klisharis, both statements of Rabbi Yochanan are correct. And both statements of our Gemara are correct. But Rabbi Yochanan says that ein mekachin, he was answering the question that was directed to him. He said, no. The fact that you put posula kemit into a kli, klisharis, and you mekadishim et hini muchanam zuman, you can't put it on the mizbeach. Ein mekachin likarev. However, by putting it into that klisharis, mekachin posula, you have now cemented this psul in place that you can no longer uproot it. It becomes irremediable, irrevocable. So therefore, it is mekadesh to make it bad, but it's not mekadesh to make it good.
And nevertheless, if this puzzle put a kmitza into a second klisharis, mm-hmm, and it went up to the top of the mizbeach,
mm-hmm,
in olu lo yerdu.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. We haven't gotten to that yet.
I mean,
that was a mishnayis in Masechta Zvachim.
Right.
We'll have to see what happens.
It's a problem that arises inside the Azara. So im olu. So that's the whole thing. That, yeah, it's not in that set of things that imolo. You know, you shouldn't bring it up. Of course, you shouldn't bring it up. But the whole concept imolo yerdu is b'tiyeved.
No, I understand. We have to. We will have parallel mishnayos in the Masechtas Menachos.
Okay.
I believe it says like you are saying that if you have such a posel mincha and you put it on the mizbeach, then olo yerdu.
Right.
But that's only when it went up to the mizbeach. We're not on the mizbeach yet. But the kli itself has not effected any kedusha to allow you to put on the mizbeach. And you put on the mizbeach already. That's a different story. But it wasn't because the kli shoris did anything. Mashma from our Gemara, what happens if the koyin posel or the Zohar took that kemitza and put on the mizbeach without a klisharis, could be the same thing in Molo Yerdu. But again, we have to see further mishnayos and gemaras in Amasat. Good. With this, we have concluded the first teretz. What's the first teretz? So he asked the kasha on kasha that Rabbi Nachman asked. Why does Rabbi Yosi ben Yassian and Rabbi Yehuda Hanachtam both say that the Mesedis halacha of you can fix it only if you didn't put into klisharis? But once you put into klisharis, you can't fix it. If you're putting it back into your original klisharis, which is what the Gemara suggested, that makes it unfixable, irremediable. So how are you remedying it by putting it back in the original klisharis? You're just perpetuating the psul. The chayyah doesn't work. So the first teretz we had was, says Rabbi Yochanan, klisharis in mekach el midas. Since the intention of putting in the original kli was not the intention to be mekadesh it. It was the intention dafka not to be mekadesh it. So start again from square one. So therefore, it's not mekadesh it. That's teretz one. Now we have a new teretz of Rabbamam. Rabbamam omar ki goin shech ziroi labisa gedusha. What is this all about? Abisa is the name of a kli. One of the Oruch says that the word bisa as a contraction of two words, bais saw, which sounds like a large kli,
yes,
that you can hold a saw in that kli. The typical amount of your service, of your mincha was much less than a bais saw. But that was the name of the kli, bais saw. I'm sorry?
Zara, 5 pounds.
Exactly. So anyway, this becomes a bisa. Fine. So what happens now with this bisa? Originally, you took out the mincha, the raw mincha, and you put it in this klisharis, which was large and was called a bisa. And what did the Kohen do? He did a kmitza, not the Kohen, the apostle, the Zohar, the Oinin, whatever. He took out the kmitza. And now, because it's possible, we want to put it back. The problem is that the original Bisa was Godush. Godush means it was Birutzin. Oyver al Gedoysev.
It was heaping.
A heaping amount inside that Bisa. Just like those people when they make Abdolo, many people when they make Kiddush, they have it all the way on top. You see wine on top of the upper edge. Of course, by liquid it's more difficult, but by a solid, you could have in a small container, and then a huge heap of sugar, salt, or whatever, extending beyond the top of the container. And that's what happened over here, that there was flour on top of the container. And now when he returns the flour to that original container, the flour never gets into the container itself, it stays over the top of the container. Oh, you know what's Mekadesh? The Kmitza? Only if it's within the four walls, within the Avir HaKli. But if it's Lamal Mi'Avir HaKli, it is not Mekadesh. Let's see, look at the Rashi, Rav Amram Omar, parallel to the second, third line of the Gemara, Rav Amram Omar, Afilatei Mishloim Edas Nami Mekadeshim. Even if you disagree with the Svara of Rabbi Yechon, you know why Hachal HaKiddush? She'machzir Bisa Kedusha. Kedusha means it was overheat over the left. She'ein machzira L'Teich Avir HaKli, Menekli Mekadeshim. To go Mekadesh, it had to be within the Kli, not above the Kli. Frank Gemara, that sounds good, but I got a technical problem. How did he do the kmitza in the first place? Because presumably he started off with this. We're talking about the same bisa kedusha from before, where he took off the kmitza. Where did he take the kmitza from? He couldn't take it from the bottom. He had to take it from the top. The top was not inside the kli, so therefore it was never in the skadish in the kli sharis. So he didn't even do your first process correctly.
Unless he dug in.
Right.
But let's see the gemara starts. I'll tell you what happened. He's going to shechzir la bisa tfufa. Bisa tfufa means that it wasn't overflowing, but it was
level.
Aha. And what happened now? The kiv in the comments lay when he did a kmitza with his three fingers, avalekuma. He now made a hole into the previously level surface. Now he wants to return it. Kimahad le gavei. It's talking about kimahad le gavei demona kimahad le. And asking me, what the Gemara is saying is, he made a hole with his three fingers, and the hole is still there. Theoretically, if he was able to put the kmitza directly back into that hole, that would be wonderful, because the hole and the whole thing is within the level underneath the top of this container. But what happens if, either intentionally or unintentionally, when he's putting it back, he doesn't put it directly in the hole. He puts it on top of whatever is in the container. So at least some of it is going to be lamala menakli sharis. Ah, you're going to tell me after that he's going to go and chuckle, and some of the mincha is going to afterwards fall down into the hole, since he didn't do it directly and the sina into the hole. It only happened as kind of an after effect. After the person started shuckling it, the Gemara calls it is nasa kimishach zira hakoif. It's as if a monkey finished off the placing or the replacing the kmitza back in the original kri. If he was able to replace it directly into the hole and fill it up, and not a drop on the right, on the left, on the top, on the bottom, that would be okay. However, if some of it is going to be on the outer rim of the original hole that he made, so then that's lamalim and a kli, so that doesn't become the skadish. It's only going to become the skadish 30 seconds later, 10 seconds later, an hour later, whenever, if he shakes it a little bit and it's going to level off and settle down, that leveling off the second time around is no longer that original nesina b'toy chakli, it's kemisha zirakar. So let's look at the Gemara. I'm sorry, Nachum?
You said you put three fingers.
Three fingers. Kmitza, you'll do three fingers. How much?
You don't do all four fingers?
No. We're going to mention, we're going to see later on in the sector, the three fingers, and then you try to, from both sides, wipe off anyway.
Okay,
Mitchum. No problem. Everything is fine, Mitchum. We haven't gotten to that point yet. Mitchum, we're going to see. Okay, well, you know.
So
you're not a Kohen, are you? Kmitza is one of the three most difficult avodas of Mikdash. What are the other two?
Chafin and Malika.
Chafin and Malika. Yes.
So in a way, the Masa Kof is similar to Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said that Klishoyis Mikachim Das, a Kof by definition doesn't have Das.
Yeah.
So in a way, it's similar. It's the mechanics are different, but the underpinnings of the answer are the same.
Well, not really, because if you look again at the beginning of the Rashi of Amram Omar,
right?
If a person was putting it back and it fell into the Kli the way it's supposed to, not this level
of course, because
stuff.
It's a person, it has Das.
And if it went inside the Kli, automatically it would be Mekadosh according to Avram. Because the Kaddish even Shalom Midas. The reason why it wasn't the Kaddish over here, because it never got into the Kli. It was above the level of the Kli. Eventually it fell down. That eventually happened through a Masa Koi. If it didn't happen through him, because it wasn't as a direct result in the Sina, it was kind of a secondary effect subsequently.
So, but it didn't, wasn't a Kof, it was a person shaking it, or something happened. It didn't just, it wasn't gravity.
Well, let's see more. We'll get back to your question. Okay. I went through the words quickly. He put it back into what was originally a level. And now he's the Kemitza for Leguma. Now he made a hole. So Frank Yimara, okay, he made a hole. So he puts it back and he fixes it up the way it was originally. So nothing ventured, nothing lost. What's the territory of Rabbanim? It's talking about that he didn't put it directly into the hole, but he put it on the doifen. Doifen means on like on the sides, the walls. He doesn't mean literally on the walls of the mana. He just means a room in a room, circular around with that original hole that he made with the kmitza. And initially that soilus, that kmitza, I keep on referring to soilus, lavdafka soilus, but you know what I mean. The kmitza that he puts back in did not fill up the hole. It was on the daf and the mana. But later on, a mana lay after he gives a shakul, keeps on shaking it back and forth a little bit, and eventually it falls in. But that wasn't as a direct result of his koiches. It's like an indirect result, as a groma type of thing. Of course, it's just an expression. What he means to say is, if he would have put it directly into the hole and plugged it up immediately, then you're right, it would be niskadish. But since his original putting in was not a complete putting in, because half of it was still, or 10%, whatever. Okay, 10% was still extending above the level of the clean, did not become discovered. It's only as a secondary shock effect when he starts shaking it. Oh, so that's already like Echzir HaKoyf, and it's not an effective replacing of the original Kmitza where it was originally. So this, we've now concluded two terutzim to emphor our kasha that we asked on the two Tanoim, Rabbi Yossi ben Yassion and Rabbi Yehuda Nachtoim. When he puts the soil of the Kmitza back in the original Kli, doesn't it become possible? So the first reason is, first heretz was as Rabbi Yochanan, it doesn't become possible because Ein Mekatzel Midas, and here he didn't have Enzinin that it should become the Skadish. But Rav Amram says, even if he did have Enzinin, makes no difference. The reason why that it does not become the Skadish, because he never put it back in the Kli. It was over the level. Later on it settled in and it fell in. That's a Masa Koif and Gush. Good. So now Rabbi Yirmiya says, L'choira, I could have given a third answer. And that third answer, potentially, is going to go and occupy us to the bottom of this Omid, into the Omid base. And that the question now is, the Kli, the original Kli, and the new Kli Sharis, where are those Kli Sharis? Is somebody holding them? Or are they on the table? Or are they on the floor? What difference does that make? The question is, what is the avoida of Nesinas Kli? You just put into the Kli, even if the Kli is standing like a dummy on the floor, or on the table, or wherever. Or does it have to be that a Kohen has to hold on to the Kli? And you were talking before about the Zerik, the Kabbalah Saddam. Kabbalah Saddam, as you know, the Kohen had to be the Kabbalah Saddam, he had to hold on to the Kli. So therefore the Shaila is, by the Kabbalah Hakmitza inside the Kli Sharis, does it have to be talking about that a Kohen is holding on to it?
And he has to be standing directly on the floor.
And he has to be sitting on the floor, exactly, not
in
somebody else's.
And wearing his uniform.
And wearing his uniform.
And a kosher and another tam.
Exactly. And of age, etc., etc. It's only Rabbi Yemilar Zeda. For loikma, ki goin sheikh ziroi, le kliya munechal gabi karka. I have a brand new teretz. When they said, don't put it into the new kli. Let's try to fix it. Put it back in the original kli. Take the original kli and leave it on the ground. Presumably it was on the ground until now because you didn't need the original mincha, right? You took out the kmitza, and now whichever kohen was busy said, okay, you put it there on the corner, we'll worry about it later, you'll afterwards we'll bake it and give it to the kohen to eat. As far as the balaam is concerned, he no longer has anything to do with that shiore mincha, so presumably they put it on the ground. And now we pour it back into that klisharis, which is sitting on the ground. And the kohen, we could have answered that a klisharis, which is on the ground, is not an effective reinstatement of the original carbon mincha, and give that as the answer. That's the reason why it doesn't become the Scottish. It only becomes the Scottish if a coin's holding on to it. If it's on the ground, it's not well grounded, and therefore it doesn't become the Scottish. I would have answer number three to our kasha, right? Eli Shmamina, by the fact that we didn't give this answer, Shmamina koinsin mikli shal gabi karka, that you could in fact do a kamitza even if it's on the ground. It would not be a problem. You don't have to have a koin holding on to it. And therefore it would be niskadish inside that kli, and that's why I couldn't give this answer. It was on the ground. Now here it says omale in parentheses, but l'choyer the parentheses is a mistake. And omale, again, this is a dialogue between Rabbi Yirmiyahu and Rabbi Seder. So omale, he answered him back. Kanagis bebayidi boyolot. The question that you are now raising, or this third potential answer of Yirmiyahu, why didn't we say it's talking about the kli is on the ground? You should know there's an alta shaila which was asked years ago. Where was the shaila asked? It says in Agmar, Rabbi Avimi. That's a mistake. It's the Avimi, because you have Avimi many times in Shas and never refers to him as Reb Avimi. Anyway, the Avimi, Tony Menoch is Beir Rav Chisda. Avimi was a Talmud in the Besmedish of Rav Chisda when they were learning that Zman, Mesechus Menoches. And he asked him a question. But before we get to Avimi asking the question of Rav Chisda, the Gemara immediately interjects and he says, oh, one second. The historical pattern does not sound correct. Vamimi, Berav Chizda Tani. Avimi learned the Yeshiva of Chizda. It's the other way around. The Omer of Chizda, Kulfi Tavi Bali Mi Avimi, Allah Dohosh Maitza. Says Rav Chizda, I remember years ago when we were learning together in the Yeshiva of Avimi, that Kulfi Tavi Bali Mi Avimi, Allah Dohosh Maitza. Meaning, we were saying, not that Rav Chizda remembers. Remember, the Gemara starts off that Rav Avimi, when he was learning the yeshiva of Rav Chizda, says the Gemara, it's the other way around. Rav Chizda, when he was in the yeshiva of Avimi, what did Rav Chizda say? I remember when I was learning the yeshiva of Avimi, that kulfi tavi bali, that I swallowed some heavy-duty pech, me Avimi, from the Rebbe, from Avimi. Alod Oshmaitza, on the following shayla that we asked. What was the shayla that was asked at that time? This goes and brings us back to Maseches Bava Metzia. We're talking about Nebuch Yesoimim. Since it's Yesoimim, you're really not supposed to touch their estate until they become Gidoilim. But what happens if, unfortunately, they need money? They need money to pay taxes. They need money to go and
buy groceries,
etc. for very, very basic requirements. So it says, then you're allowed to go and sell, but it has to be a public auction. If you want to go make a public auction, then every single day you have to make a tchiyah shofar and make a public proclamation, put ads all over, put posters all over for 30 days straight, and remind everybody about Nuchadavanin, the assignment of Mr. Smith, Nebuch, they need the money, they have property in corner 91st Street, anybody wants to come and buy it, let him come, and they announce it 30 days. If instead of doing it on a daily basis, if you want to do it on Sheni B'Chamishi, just on Mondays and Thursdays, because as you know, Mondays and Thursdays were Kriya Satorita days, and market days, and Bezdin days, so you had a much larger crowd, then Samach Yoimi. Then you can do it over a period of Mondays, Thursdays, over a 2-month period. It doesn't exactly add up the same, because you don't have 30 times 2 days and 60 days. But nevertheless, the pshat is, if you do it with such a regularity over a 2-month period, and every single Monday and Thursday when most of the olim is there, then the word will get out. What happened was that when Rav Chizda was a Talmud of Avimi, Avimi taught this halacha, and Rav Chizda, for some reason, anytime he heard it, he forgot it, he didn't understand it, he didn't remember it, and his Rebbe Avimi got very upset. How come you're not learning properly? How come you're not putting your full time and effort into it? You'd remember it. You wouldn't forget it. The fact that you're forgetting sounds like you're not reviewing, you're not going and chasering it, you're not internalizing it. And therefore, unfortunately, Avimi gave him some patch. So what do I see from this? That Avimi was Rosh Hashiva, and Rav Chizda was a Talmud. And you just said now that Avimi was learning Menachas Beit Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda was learning by Avimi, not Avimi learning by Rav Chisda. Every Gemara, Avimi Sechti Yisakra Yisakarei. In later years, Avimi, unfortunately himself, started forgetting Mesechtas Menachas. And now he went to learn by Rav Chisda. It's almost mamish a mida keneged mida situation that Rav Chisda got the patch for never forgetting in the yeshiva of Avimi, and now Avimi started forgetting, and he had to go to the yeshiva of his former talmid of Rav Chisda. Since Avimi, that he went to the and he was asking, why do you have to be such an honor after his talmid? He should have said, Rav Chisda, do me a favor, I'm becoming forgetful. Come and learn with me the chavrusa in my home or in my yeshiva. Why do you have to go there? So he figured by the fact that he was subjugating himself, as well as his Rashi, Mishum Yagati Umatsasi Tamin, and this year is not just a year in learning, but the year is just to come to. You know, there's that famous question that people always ask. If I'm in the Bismedish and I have a difficult kasha, and I'm looking for a sefer, and I'm going up and down and back and forth for half an hour, and finally I find the sefer, or finally I don't find the sefer, is that also considered Gia Betoira? Or maybe Gia Betoira is only if you're trying to end for a Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha, you're trying to end for a Rabbi Chaim's Claire, whatever. What's he here? From our Gemara, from this Rashi, is mashma that just his going from his own home, his own yeshiva, to Rav Chisda's yeshiva, that in itself was a yigia, and therefore, the schuz that Mistai Miltzil have special siyat ishmai to be able to understand and remember the Gemara.
Which in Avos is the scar from just the halicha.
The question is whether Schar Licha is the din of Yigir. Schar you always get. Anything having to do with Achana from Mitzvah, but the question is, does that also Yigat the Mitzvah Sitam and Yigir Betray? Shishok the Gemara is part. So we just went back and forth, historical Zayakit. But let's go back to the story. Rav Zeira is now telling Rav Yirmiya, the question that you raised about having a Kli al Gabi Karka, this was raised in the time of Avimi's later life, when he's learning now Menachas by Rav Chisda, and Hogim Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman now met Avimi, and Omalei Ketzen Koimtzen. He says to Avimi, "Tell me, you're learning now Menachas in Rav Chisda's yeshiva. How do they do a kmitza?" As Omalei, he pointed on the ground and he said, "Mikliza from this kli." Now, obviously, he didn't mean this kli mamish. Says Rashi, what he meant to say is that were this kli to be a kli shareis, this would be a perfect kli. And you can go and use that for the kmitza. Aha. And Rashi says it's so much that the kli was munach al gabi kark. See the third wide line of the Rashi. Pogbir Rav Nachman be'avimi. And Avimi, he asked him, can I go and do it? How do you do kmitza? He said, mikli zeh. Raw. Kli munach al gabi kark. There was a kli on the ground. And he said, this kli, if it would be kaidish, this would be perfect. Nice size, nice shape, distinguished looking, scrape on the ground. Aha. Okay. Oh, go back to Imar. Omalei, kli koimtzen mikli shal gabi kark. It's on the kark. And, in other words, what he meant to ask is, are you telling me just the kli, or are you telling me the whole background situation? This kli, al gabi karka, this would be perfect for a kmitza. And what did he answer? Amalei, oh no. Amalei, the magbalei koyin. What you have to do is, the kli cannot be on the ground. That does not do the trick. A koyin has to be holding on to the kli, pre-kmitza, during kmitza, post-kmitza, it's got to be held by a koyin. So you want Ketz Mekachin as a Menachas, or on the side it says Ketz Mekachin as a Mincha, or Ketz Mekachin, really you think it says as a Kmitza, no? What's this Ches over here? You change it to Kmitza. Somebody change it to Kmitza.
Ches.
As a Mincha, or Betoin Kudishim, as a Koimit. Good. So Ketz Mekachin as a Koimit. It's how you Mekachin as a Koimit. Omalei noisna the Kli Zeh. You go and put it into this Kli. The Mekachin, Kli Shal Gabi Karka, the Kli's on the Karka. Or Omalei the Magwa the Koyin. Aha. On Malay, based on what you're telling me now is, you're going to have three kahanim altogether. Right. What are you going to have three kahanim? One holding on to the original kli, a kohen that's doing the kmitza from the original kli, and a kohen that's holding on to kli number two, in which you're putting in the kmitza. That's how Rashi, in the middle of the wide line. But tzrachte gimel kahanim, shnayim like bia, shnei kahanim. And echad sheikh mitzvah menu. See, so you have to have three altogether, the two holders and one kohen. The sheet on the side says that the Gemara is being a little bit magzim. The kohen will be enough to have two kohen, one that holds the original kohen, The second one that does the kmitza, after he does the kmitza, the first kohen can put down his klin and can take the second klin. But the point is, you have to have two hagbis, no galivis, just two hagbis, and one klin to do a kmitza. Himself to the kmitza? If you hold, he has to hold it, then probably has to be a min. All the way to be a min. So how can he both hold? Yeah, if once you hold it, there's an avoidance. You have to do it, then it's got to be beamed.
How did the Kohen Gadol then, if the Kohen Gadol Kippur did all the avoda, and so...
That's exactly the cost of that. That's the own time that you have the smoil. That's what the Gemara said yesterday.
Okay.
The smoil, would you find a smoil that is kosher? Actually, I'll show you to be on the Kippur. But normally about the dish. So he told him...
only for the avoda to take the Torah.
All the avodah, he did the tummy, he did everything.
Said the other things he did was small. It was just when he went to do the.
I agree with you.
But he offered. There was a mincha offered on Yom Kippur, right? And there's mincha chavitin he did, and there was a mincha offered on Yom Kippur.
Oh, but he had something stirring the blood. He had other things too.
You know, the Rabbi said this was yesterday's Gemara. Go back to the Gemara in Omid Beis.
Yeah.
You have just a drop down past halfway, where the Gemara says, what about the smile? Maishno smoil, about halfway down. One maishno smoil, the ashkach lechshei to biyami kippurim. Right, everybody has that.
Yeah.
Let's look at the Rashi. Rashi about 4 or 5 lines higher. Biyami kippurim. Not for some machta biyaminoi, besa kaf besmoilai. The machta that had in it the gcholim,
right.
And the other one, the kaf that had in it the ktoiris. So his hands are full. So you see that he's doing part of the avoida, left hand holding on to the ktoiris. Good. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara now. So now you're telling me that every time you're doing a brand new kmitza, you have to drink out of it. I always thought you just leave the kli on the floor or on the table or whatever and do a kmitza and fatig. You need three out of it. So I'm like, no, with a tricha you'd give up. Get on it. So makalarash. Even if you had 13, it wouldn't be so terrible.
And that takes from the Talmud in the morning, they had 13 Kohanim for the pious
exactly.
To take up the Talmud Shashachar.
Exactly. Talmud.
The Kohanim is okay to do a minute.
Three.
Exactly.
Here's 13, it'll be 3. Nishkefel.
Right.
You can have more, because afterwards the person who's holding on to clean can have them.
So the better and the kvater.
Yeah, kvater. Exactly. All right. Anyway, this is a kimura. Omaleu teitzricha, you give a little kitamid. Fine, it'll be 13. Eisvei, you're telling me now that you have to have someone holding on to the kli, and therefore the choyer, the Gemara, could have given an answer that it's talking about that he returned the kmitza to the original kli when the kli is al gabi karka, and therefore it's no longer mekadishit, and now we have a third teretz of how do you put it back without it becoming cemented in place, the psol. Eisvei. Zaklau, this is the mission that we referred to earlier. It's a mission that a few days. We haven't met him another few days. Zaklau, at the top of the hill. Kol ha-koyim mitzvah noisim b'kli. The person who, I'm sorry, kol ha-koyim, whoever does the kibitz. Or, he's noisim b'kli, he puts it into the kli shars. Or, the moilach, the person that takes it to the mizbech. Or, v'amakta, the person that does the haktorah by putting it on the ma'arocha. If at the time he's doing one of those four avoidas, he has in mind lechel dav shadarka lechel, or lahakta dav shadarka lahakta, and he had in mind to go and do it, chutz lezmanay or chutz lemekoymai, it becomes pigul or posel, etc. Freit the gemara of yomagdil lektani. If we're trying to enumerate all the avoidas, you should go and say that the person who got hagba, he also can go and chas v'shalom, can go and make
the
pigul. Everything more tana say the avoid is not get play say the kehana. What exactly does that mean? So Rashi has a pshat over here, 3 lines from the bottom of the Amid. Say the avoid is not get. Oisoi shekoyin echad oisizu acharzu. The type of avoid that one coin can do it all on his own. But we weren't going to try to add additional kehana, meaning that the same one that's doing kmitza, he's the same one, he's noisin inside the kli, he's the same one that takes that kli and he's moilachit, he's the same one that he's afterwards is makter, he effectively can go do from 1 through 4, all 4 avodas. And that's why we're saying about him, you kohen, that you're doing the kmitza, and the sinim kli, the hailach, or the makter, if any one of these 4 you have, machshavas pigul, you're going to passel this card. But either there are other kohanim also that have acting roles, supporting roles. Who are those? The kohanim that are, for instance, are being magbia, either the original mincha klisharis before the whilst the kohen is taking out the kmitza, or he's holding on to the second klisharis. Either those could also be mafagel. I didn't say differently, and therefore Our Misha just didn't mention them because we're talking, like Rashi says, avoid the nokid, that one kohen can go and do it all, as opposed to the supporting kahana that are doing the hak. That's how Rashi learns. The Shita Mikabetz has learned a totally different shot. I think he means for Ben Gershom. He says that we're not goyis v'loy seder kahanim, but rather tana seder avoidus nokid. That Mishnah is mentioning only the big avoiders with a capital ayin. These are the real heavy-duty avoiders. The kmitza, noiz mekri, moedach makri. That you have to have akbar, that's not a requirement. That doesn't allow it to rise to the level of an avoider. For instance, when we talked about the behemoth in the previous mesechta, the mesechta zvoch, what happens to Bishas HaKtoris or Emurim? The Kohen thinks to himself, the rest of this carbon we're going to go and eat tomorrow or 2 days from now. Chutz L'zmanah. That's also an avoid. HaKtoris Emurim is going to avoid it. But it doesn't rise to the level of the four big avoidos for purposes of pickle. So the Hagba Galila that you have, these Kohanim holding on to the Kalim, also doesn't rise to that level. Good. That's now Machloikis between the Rashi and the way Shita Kibetz is learning.
According to Rashi, yes.
It is Mefago.
And then what you're saying is just a minor, so it's not.
According to Shita Mikabetz, that is a minor avoider, not a capital ayin. It's a small ayin avoider, and therefore would not be mafak. Just like a bad machshav b'shas hektor emurim would not be mafak. Good? Machwitz. My name is Rav Sheshes. This same shayla. We're going to continue talking about this still for a while. My name is Rav Sheshes. Ma'al lit moitz b'klisha al gabi karka. What happens if you have the kli in the karka, the kohen does the kmitza? Is this valid since the kohen is not holding on? Let's go bring a raya from every Shabbos Kodesh when there's the changing of the guard vis-a-vis the lechem apan. How many kahanim do you need by the lechem apan? Arba kahanim, nichnasin. Four of them go in to the heichal. Shnayim biyadim space sedarim, u'shnayim biyadim shnei bezichim. Two of them are holding on to a seder. Each one a seder of six chalos of the lechem upon him. Each one is holding on to six, six, and six is 12. And two of them are having a much easier job. They only have to take in these two lefaluch, which have in them some levoina. Shnei bezicha levoina. Two of them have to be, you know, strong guys and be able to manage it and shouldn't fall. And the other two, they have a much easier job, shnei bezicha. And rabban makad melefnayim. And as they are coming in, there are four others that are basically going to greet them. How are they greeting them? Shnayim lito shnei sedarim, ubeis lito beis bezichem. Because since we're doing a changing of the guard, we're taking off the old lechem upon, which is still piping hot. You still see the smoke going up. And the old bezichem, you're now removing that from the shulchan on Shabbos. You're replacing them immediately with the brand new ones. So you have to have eight kehanim altogether, four and four. Exactly. If the machloik is mitchelera menachas, whether you're allowed to have it empty after the full day, certainly not. Question is, when it says tamid, does it mean immediate or means just like oilus tamid? Oilus tamid is every single day, but not every single moment, right? Morning and the afternoon. So here's one man yama that holds the same thing. We got mechel upon him. You could take it off in the morning and put new one in the afternoon. But parshat, you're right. You do it immediately, and you don't have a problem. Good. Says the Gemara, the Ilu, Magbias the Shulchan like Tzadik. When you're removing the Shnei Bezicha Levoina from the top of the Mizbeach, Rashi says that removal of the Bezichan from the top of, not the Mizbeach, top of the Shulchan is deemed to be like the Kmitza. If you look at the top three lines of Rashi, Vila Magbia Lektoni, Shehei Acher, Magbia Shulchan Mishas Tzilek HaBezichan. At the time that they're removing the Bezichan all the way on top, the Bezich Levoina, somebody should be picking up the Shulchan. If it's too heavy for one person, have two people pick it up. Why? Alma miklishol karka, you see the bezichan. Since it doesn't mention it, after all, the whole purpose of that mission is to tell you how many kahanim were above.
Right.
If there were two others picking up the shulchan, that's all you would say. And there's two more.
They tell you have a minion now. You have ten.
Have a minion, yes. You can go dam mincha. Dam mincha.
Didn't they lift it up to show the shulchan?
Exactly.
Didn't they lift up the shulchan to show everybody? Wasn't that one of the?
They did that during the shulchan shagot.
Yeah.
They didn't do it throughout the year. So you might have to pick it up. Pick it up. And there was for showing, they went to the Pesach of the Ol Moed. Everybody said, hey, tourists, everybody go and see what's going on.
Yeah, your cell phones.
Exactly. And no photography. Anyway, Alma Miklisha Al Gabi Akar, call you Silly Bezichan. Since it's not mentioned, apparently it happened from the floor. And Hubzich Matinim is Alechem Ki Koyimit Shematus Amincha. The Koyimit Mikri Askara. It always says you're supposed to mask as Karosel Hashem. Hubzich Anami Mikri Askara. Dichsev is in the puzzle. He's Alechem Laskara. The Koyimit Matus Shiraim Lechol. Dichsev on the Serv in Amicha. Eishi Hashem, etc. Anyway, the point is they're totally parallel. That Kmitza of Mincha from the Klisharis is parallel to the removal of the Bzich Levoyne from the Shulchan. And if you're requiring that the klisharis has to be held by kahanim, the chayv that shulchan also has to be held by kahanim.
Picked up or held? It's interesting using the word held. Why they have to pick up? I mean, held.
It could have been there for the last 24 hours, holding it the whole time. You're right. You got to pick it up, and now it's no longer on the ground, and now it's held by kahanim, and now the person can go and do the silik bezichon whilst being held in midian. Anyway, you know, like lav amris. Oh, period. So the Chayda, I'm trying to bring a raya from that Mishnah that there is no requirement of having separate kahanim to pick it up. You can leave it on the ground. So the same thing should apply to the Kamitsha. The Mincha should be a klishar is on the ground. Everything Gemara Nishkarai. Hasam said, avoid this knockout. There it's talking about. Right, I may have left that a word. The Magbid Shok Lakhtani said to Lav Amris Hossam, Seda Voidus Nokat, just like he said on the earlier Gemara, that we're going Seda Voidus. Hachanami Seda Voidus Nokat. What does the Gemara mean, Seda Voidus Nokat?
Says Rashi. Not taking a head count.
Now Rashi now agrees to what the Shita said on the Amr Aleph. Remember, the Shita of the Amr Aleph said Seda Voidus Nokat, he left out Vulav Kehanim Nokat. That was talking about Gabi Hilchas Pingel. So the Shita said, we're only going the big avoiders, not the smaller avoiders, which are not choshev, wouldn't allow for big. Here Rashi agrees, for purposes of enumerating the kehanim that are doing this bezicha levoina on Shabbos Kodesh, we're also only mentioning the big guys, as opposed to those that just have a supporting role. So look at the Rashi, say the avoiders, not cut, 10 lines in. V'hagbalam min avoiders choshuvah, say, yo, avoider, small ayin avoider, nishke grayse. Good. Similar to what we had on the Amir Alf. Zakti Mara.
Midami.
Good. Third line from the top. Midami, Feiti Mara. How can you compare the two? Hasam le nachas l'minyana to kahanim. Hacha nachas l'minyana to kahanim. Again, like Rashi, it's very good because Rashi had the gears on the Amir Aleph that said, avoid this knockout, v'lo yisei to kahanim. We are not trying to bring in every conceivable kohen for purposes of a pigel. We're only talking about that kohen that was doing the four major avoiders. So we didn't mention the other supporting role kahanim. But here, the whole purpose of that Mishnah is to try to throw in as many kahanim as possible. You got four plus four, two carrying this and two carrying that, and ram, ram, they macked them, parade, I can't see a chef. So, shouldn't that Mishnah go and say, and by the way, there was one carrying two kahanim holding up the shulchan in place? And therefore, him Isa, listening, Magdiah. Elish, Mamino, Koyimitz, Meklisha, Al-Gabi, Karakish, Mamino. So, bottom line, we finally then poached our Shaila. You can be Koyimitz, Meklisha, Al-Gabi, Karak. Since you can be Koyimitz, Meklisha, Al-Gabi, Karak, then you don't need kahanim to hold it up, pick it up. So we couldn't give it teretz initially.
Remember, we wanted
a Yirmi. It said from our Gemara, we have a Rai Amar Rabbi Yirmi Leb Zera for loikmen going shechzir lekli hamunach al gabi karka elish mamin a koyim to meklish al gabi karka. Back in the kaddish, even if you don't have a koyim, you do not need a koyim to hold up the kmitza in midair, to hold up the klisharis in midair to allow the other koyim to do a kmitza. But we're still not finished. Amar up, pshitali. I agree with the rai that we just gave at the top of the Amid, since we don't find the coin picked up the Shulchan. In other words, we have two times, like the Morris and the Yamad Alkini, three Kehanim, two to do the two Hagbiz. So both Hagbiz, you don't need Kehanim. Both Hagbiz, you can leave the Kli on the Karka. The koyimitz b'kli shal gabi karka, I know from the silik b'zichem, that you mekadish mincha b'kli shal gabi karka, when you started off the mincha by pouring it in from your plastic container that you brought from home or that you bought from the gizbor or whatever. You want to be mekadish and you want to put in the kli sharis? Fine. That kli sharis can also be a gabi karka. Shkemetzim b'sidah b'zichem. Just like we spoke about before, you don't find the kehanim picking up the shulchan as they are removing the bezichen. We also don't have the same kahanim or other kahanim holding up the shulchan when I'm replacing it with no bezichen. Is the chasimin, you don't need kahanim to hold it. Now the question is, boirava kiddush koimitz mai. What about when you want to be mekadish the koimitz? What does he mean? we only mentioned two times Agba. There could theoretically be three times Agba. What do you mean? Look at the Pshitole of Rav. Pshitole, Koy Mitzvah Kli Shel Gabi Karka, you could do a Kemitza from the original Kli when it's on the Karka. That's the Kemitza. At the time, the Kemitza, Kli's on the Karka. You can also put the original Minchin, the original Kli, on the Karka. So you have an empty kli on the karka, you pour the mincha in and it becomes kadosh, the kohen comes and does his kmitza, both of those can be agave karka. Now the question is, kiddush koimit, my. I'm now putting the kmitza into my new kmitza kli shoreis. Can the kli shoreis also be agave karka when I'm putting the kmitza in? Or maybe a kohen has to hold that. It's my. Do I learn it from the other parts of the mincha? They just like the other parts of the mincha we said it could be al-gabi karka. So this also could be al-gabi karka. Or should we learn it from the case of the Kabbalah Saddam, since it's the second of the four parallel abayas? The Pashi himself was Pashi to Midam Yofinallah, since in fact that's the parallel to the Kabbalah Saddam, just like Kabbalah Saddam, it has to be Kehanim holding on to. Now, how do I know that Kehanim have to hold on to the Kabbalah Saddam? Maybe I can have a Mizrak lying there also on the floor.
The Mizrak didn't have a base, so wind congealed.
And what happens if you were able to figure out a way by putting a nice kli underneath it to hold it up? So Rashi says, Midam. It's Rashi's parallel to Agmara. Midam, Kabbalah Saddam, the Chsiv, the Krivu B'nei Ahar. So therefore, Kabbalah Saddam is called the Krivu, and it's the Krivu B'nei Aharon. So the Kabbalah Saddam has to be done by not inanimate objects. It's got to be by a mizrak held by Kohanim. So just like by the dam, you have to have a kohen. Here too, by the when you're putting the mincha into your new kli sharis, that kli sharis has to be held by a kohen. Right, Yomar. Miyom Rabach, is that what Rabbi Taka said? Mo'idmar. Rabbi said elsewhere, the koimit shel chilku b'shnei kelim. What happens if you take a kmitza, and instead of putting it together in one kli, you divide it up and put it two separate kelim. It's not that there wasn't enough room in the keli. After all, three fingers is not a very large volume. But for some reason, you put it into two separate kelim. Is that good or not? Rav Nachman ana ein kodesh. No good. For Rabbi Omer kodesh, it is good. Now, what's the machloikis? The machloikis is lechoira based on the hilchos dam. Now, what's the din by dam? The din by dam, I'm sorry?
It's necessary. If there's enough dam and nefesh, yes.
So we had the whole case. One went out, one stayed in. Remember, there was no question that they went up.
Brother Shai, what you're saying is absolutely correct. However, there we're talking about that there was, I think it was Barry was suggesting, a huge volume of dam, and he split it up into multiple kelim. Here we're talking about the minimum amount of dam that I need for purposes of zrikas dam, whatever that is, a half an ounce, a quarter of an ounce, a full ounce, whatever I'm saying. That amount that you need, does it have to be inside the same kli, or could you split that half an ounce into two separate kelim, a quarter here and a quarter there? And those are shayla. Is Rava Amar kodesh? Even though you split it up into two separate kelim, it's kodesh. Why don't you go and say, start again. For Itmar, this shayla that we asked was not a question about a dam. The question that we asked was about the kmitza. Koimit shechok v'shnei kelim, you split up the two kelim. What did Rava say? It's kodesh, it works. Since Rava just said a moment ago that I learned hilchos kmitza from hilchos dam, so why don't we say again over here, v'misa, if Rava says kmitza, you learn from dam, leilif midam. And what's the halacha by dam? If you look at the Rashi, 6-7 lines lower, leilif midam, the dam like kiddush lechatzayin. Em kibo shir hazoy zedam asher metzayra lidam par mesirim and esrav mishnei kelim loyasa klom. Hazidok Rashi leilif midam. You have the Rashi leilif midam. V'dam loy kiddush lechatzoyin em kibo shir hazoyis v'dam asha mitzayra v'dam par mesrinim and esrof v'mishnei kelem loy asa klum. This is garnish mit garnish.
It has to be one kli.
It's got to be one kli. Now why does Rashi interestingly refer to dafkips hasham mitzayra v'dam par mesrinim? What's that? He should talk about it in general.
Regular ola, regular chatas.
Oh, it does like. So therefore the Meforshim explained by the Rambam, by the way, says it all kabbanis across the board. Why does Rashi talk about hasham mitzayra and v'dam par mesrinim? So the Karen Oira wants to say the following. First of all, he focuses on dam par mesirim. Remember, we had back in Sechus Vachem that even though all kabbanis have a minimum, start again, even though they have their normal requirement. Achatas, for instance, you have to have all the four kronos. An oile and other kodshim is usually shtayim shen arba. Some of them you only need one zrika altogether, but that's all the chatchila. All the chatchila. But the avid, if you only had one zrika, that would be enough. That being the case, if there's no real din of chutzishir, because even a mashu, a kolchi, throw it on the mizbeach, you yoitz it b'diyev.
You need 43, 47, or 48.
Exactly.
And the shamitzora.
One second, slightly. That's the gabi pornisrofim on Yom Kippur. Throughout the year, if you have, what do you have throughout the year?
Or
what is it in there? They're also inside, all in this rafin. There you only have to have 11 altogether. You have to have 7 times towards the paroiches, and then 4 on the tears of Mizbech. We're no crunch. Fine. Anyway, so 7 plus 4 is 11. Ah, there's a shear. So if you went and took 5 in one and 6 in the other, you didn't have the full 11. That's no good. Like Kiddush. Well, what's up, Asham Mitzayda? So why Asham Mitzayda? Because Asham Mitzayda, besides the blood that you needed for the Mizbeach, you also have to have the blood for the
Bahonos.
Bahonos. And for the Oizen. So you had to add more. So you had to come to shear. At any other time that you go and collect together the blood, you don't need that grace of shear.
One
spritz and you're done. So split the spritz in half, as long as whatever that half is, it's enough for a shear. Shana lady. So therefore, that's why Rashi Dafka focuses on those where there's a choshem shear. You have to have 11, 43. You have to have Hashem Atzor, you have to have more. And in those cases, if you split up the two kelim, it's possibly a loyasa klums of Rashi.
I'm sorry, what was the dam service? Not put the, on the person, but on the
on the Zveach?
It was an Asham.
Where was
it? Like a regular carbon Asham. Carbon is either Shtayim Shein Arba or just one. Only time you have four is one break.
The blood of the Asham Mitzorah is not the blood of the Bahonos. There was the bird. It was the bird's blood went on the Bahonos, right? What we confusing?
You're thinking about the Mitzorah, the first two birds, which were not even done with the Smikish.
It was just outside.
That was outside. There was not Korbanos.
Right.
Those two birds are finished.
Right.
When you do the tefillah, one up in the asada.
Right.
Now you wait 7 days. There's a tefillah, teglachas, and now because of bishminu, she has to go bring 3 kabbanas. One of 3 kabbanas is the asham and soira. And besides, you also have to add a loik echad shel shaman, and you have to do the loik shaman on the same mokum we did the asham and soira. Anyway, look comes the same parsha and soira. It's all delineated in great detail. Getting back to our Gemara Nachamu. The batteries stopped. So now we're continuing on the Gemara Zayin Amid Beis, the middle of the Amid, where we brought Tani Rav Tachlifa ben Shaul that Kiddush Pachus Machtei Hazah Kli Zeh or Pachus Dei Chagol Kli Zeh, that if you have Mei Chatas, only a part of the Hazah in one Kli, part of the Hazah in the other Kli, like Kiddush, no good. Even if you merge the two Chutzi Hazahs together, no good. The reason is, the Gemara is going to bring in a minute, says V'tavu B'mayim. The boilu, and they want to ask the shayla of dam. What's halacha legabi the dam of the karbonis? If you took a halbishir in one carb and one mizrak, and halbishir in the other mizrak, would that be good enough? My hilchasi, do we say that halacha legabi meichatas is halacha l'mishri sinai? Hilchasi yafinat, that's exeus akos halacha l'mishri sinai. You can't bring any rais or derivatives from that. Oydil mahasim my time, and no, maybe it's not halacha l'mishri sinai. Maybe because it's a posi. Dechsevet tovel b'mai. It doesn't say b'mai. It says b'mai. It says b'mayim etahei hayidia means that mayim shehoye kvar, that mayim that was there all the way from the beginning. What does that mean? That when you put the mechatas into your kli, you already had a shir hazor at that time to be able to put the givoylem in, to be able to go and spritz. But if you put initially in only a chutzi shir, that's not a b'mayim, that's only a b'mayim. And even if you merge the two kli, kelim, it's no good. Now here we're missing a couple of words of Tovel Badam. You have number two. The Tovel HaKoyin Es Etzboi Badam. Ulto Meta. Don't say Bidam. It's Badam. V'yemam Rav Zirika Omer Rav Luzer. Afedam Loi Kiddush. The halacha that we said by Meichatos applies similarly to Dam. According to Rashi, the dam of Hashem Metzora, or Parim Usir Manisrofim, that if you put them in two separate kelim initially, loy kiddush, no good, even if you merge them together subsequently. Amar Rabba, Tanya Miocha, bring it right from a Braisa. Shaitin the Braisa Zay. The Toval, it says in the Pasik, we have the Pasik here. The Toval Akoinis, it's boy Badom, Dizim and Adom, Shiva Pomel of Ne Hashem, Esbenei, Baroichil Ta, Koinish. Ah. So it says the Taval, Faloy Mesapik. Mesapik means to rub it from the, to scrub it off, to scrape it off the sides of the Kli. Badam shehei bedam shir tefillin meikarai. That's what we spoke about. That the initial amount of dam that fell into this clay that was niskavel has to be enough for the full degree of tefillah for the kohen to put his finger in to go and do hazaras. Min adam shebe inyan. That has got to be the minadam from the inyan. Plus my minadam shebe inyan. The Gemara is going to explain another few lines. It means that each time the kohen, remember here we're doing the seven hazois towards the proiches, he does it with his finger. What happens if there's still lots of blood left on the finger? He did a sprinkle, he looks at it, there's still a drop left, right? Even if you wash your hands in the tilas yadayim and you don't have a towel available, so you try to get the water off, and then you notice the second time you shuckle, there's still water remaining. So even after you oske shuckled, you still got water. So here, after the oske schmitz, the drop of blood, there's still blood remaining on the finger. No good. You got to put your finger back into the original dam container and do a new hazar. You cannot use the shirayim left on your finger. That's what the Gemara is going to tell us in a few lines. Anyway, so look, Gemara. So bottom line is, based on this braisa, I see this taka halacha that the dam has to have a shir tvila meikaroi and nishka chutzi shir. Thank you, Gemara. What do I have to have both the taval and vadam? Vitzurchum michta betav, vitzurchum mechmadav. Dikos rachman betaval alone. Have a min avagav loy kibol shir tvilois meikaroi. If we just say taval and it didn't go and say vadam, I would say that the ikr is that you have to twivel the finger in and not be misapik. Misapik means not to scrape it or rub it off the sides of the kli. You got to put it into the dam. How much dam? I don't know. Half of the shear, three quarters of the shear, gums of shear. I wouldn't know the requirement that the entire amount of blood that I need for the hazois has to be there at the same time. Like you have in the parentheses, hazor of zayin pamim, lechor you have to add another 4, 11 altogether. To tell you, no, that the amount of azois, the amount of dam inside your initial kli shareis has to be enough to go and cover all of the hazois which are required from that cart. Because Rahmana Badam, haven't been after the Misapik. If we just say Badam, fine. There's a lot of blood in the Mizrak, but I don't want to go and use that beautiful dam in the middle. I'm going to go to the walls of the Mizrak and try to scrape off some of the blood which is sticking to the wall.
What are you saving it for? Are you going to pour it out?
I don't know why. Because Rahmana Badam, haven't been after the Misapik. Because Rahmana Badam, Tava comes to tell you, you got to immerse your finger into the dam and not go and try to get the dam from the walls. Now we said before, Menadam Shiva Inyan, what does that mean? Lamuti Mai, Amarava Lamuti Shiraim Shiva Etzva. That if you have any blood remaining on your Etzva after your initial Azar, go and put the finger into the dam again. And we'll see in a moment, you're also supposed to clean the original, whatever Shiraim you have, so that you shouldn't take the Shiraim the second time. You put it back in, you still have that Shiraim. Then you clean it off, we'll see in a moment. The Silent of Blue, the Amarav, Shiraim Shiraim Shiva Etzva Psul. Shiraim which are on the Etzva, no good. Each time you have to toivel it again, Minadam. Amri Rabin Barab Adalov Amri Tamidka Yakamit said, Umrav Amram, the name of Rav Amram, Tani will learn the Brisa. Hoyamaza the Nitza Hazor Miyotai. He was spritzing, and some of the Hazor spritzed out of his hand, and it went on to a Beged. And you remember we had in the Masech Tzvachim the famous halacha of Kibus Begodim. Now what's the halacha of Kibus Begodim? That any beggar that got a spritz on it, then you have to go and be mechabes it b'makom kodesh. But the lashon of the pasuk was asher yize aleha. What was the exact lashon? Asher yize midoma al habeger asher yize aleha techabes b'makom kodesh. So he used the expression asher yize, which is futuristic. It's time. What happens if he's in the middle of Hazor? But it says on the other, and some of the Hazor spritzed out of his hand and went on to a beggar. If it was before the Hiza, I don't know exactly what that means yet. We're going to address that in a moment. Then you have to have Kibbis Begodim in Mokum Kodesh. Misha Hiza, once it's gespritzed, ain't on Kibbis. Now what does that mean? My love actually gomer has osoy. Umishi gomer has osoy. In other words, what we said in the name of Rav Amram. Tanya, Hoyimazim and Nitzamitoyzomiyodoy. Imshala actually he's a means if he didn't complete the Hazois yet, he's still in the middle. And there may be some blood on his fingers from earlier Hazois, but he's still in the middle. Then any of that blood goes into somebody's beged, Toin Kibbutz. If there's nothing left, in other words, you did all 11 Lamashal by the Parmesraf, finish, you did the whole thing, whatever blood now if it spritzes from the person, from the kli, on the other person's baguette, ain't it torn kibbutz, because it's not an asha yizeh oleh, it's not a future blood fazo, I already was yoitz in my husband's. If that's the pshat in that brisa, that even the blood which is still on the esvah are kosher, because when do I say you no longer need to toin kibbutz begotten? After you finish the whole 11.
All of them.
But smash if you're in the middle, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Even if some of the blood is blood which is on your fingers that spritzes on the other person's baguette, you all have no kibbutz begotten. I, that's disqualified blood. It's no good. Why should he require?
You split it. It's disqualified for spritzing, but it's qualified for kibbutz.
Oh, so let's see. Well, the Gemara assumes at the moment that they're the same. Every more light. The pshat in the brayse is actually yotzami yodoy hazo toin kibbutz. If the blood on the fingers of this kohen haven't left the fingers yet, they're about to go towards the parochus, and en route to the parochus, or in that direction, some of it went and spritzed, made a detour onto the other person's baguette, the toin kibbutz. Once the hazor left his finger, even though nitzmi masha nisha, there's still shiraim left on the finger, ain't toin kibbutz. Those are garnish. That's not. Why? Because that's no longer blood for hazor. Just like it's disqualified for hazor, it's no longer an asher yizeh. Therefore, it does not require kibbutz. So therefore, the kasha nishka kasha, based on this new understanding of the price.
So what did the kohen do? He took the blood after he dipped his finger in the blood.
Next. Hey, Sviyabai, Frey Tichabai. Gomim lehazu, when he finished doing hazor, nekaneach yodoy begufishot. In other words, he did all. Now we're going back for a moment to the paradumi.
Right.
And the paradumi, he also had to go and do 7 spritzings of the blood. Now talking about hazor mechatz. Spritzing of the blood, of the shechita blood, you have to go and towards the oil moid. From the hara mishcha towards the oil moid, you have to do 7. Komalazi, finish all 7. The kaneach yodoy begufishot par. You can go and wipe it now on the goof of the para adum. Why is he wiping on goof of the para aduma? Because the Gemara is going to say in another line, it says in the part of the surface, part of the einav, as psora, as oyre, as doma, and as doma al pishi. So if you have to go burn everything, including the dam. So how do you go and burn the dam? Whatever dam he has left on his fingers, on his hand, he now smears it on to the oyre, to the skin of the para. Because he finished. If he didn't finish yet and he still has blood on his finger, leave it on the finger. Don't put it on. How can I leave it on the finger? Didn't you just say it becomes possible because the shirayim are psulim? Amai said, no. Gomar mikanech yodai. Gomar mikanech etzboi. That etzbo that he was using for purposes of the spritzing, he has to mikanech. And the pasuk continues on as oyra vs psara vs dama al pishyit. You have to go and burn the da. So I understand that. And legomer kanech at spoy the my mekanech. What's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is because you remember from the end of Masechta Zvachim that the strength of the parah was done in a gas. Gas means in a like a pit. In the ground, it was not elevated, it was submerged in the ground. That's where you did the shechita, that's where you did the sreifa. Aha. Okay. Now, what did the kohen have to do? Presumably, he had to come out of the pit and he had to go and do spritzing 7 times. If you're going to go and tell me that we're going to wait until after we're finished with the whole hazor, then he goes down back inside to prepare the sreifa, that makes sense. He's going to go and put whatever remaining blood there is on the oil of the pot. But if you can tell me every time he finishes a hazor, he has blood. He's going to go down, up and down, up and down, 7 times. There's no elevator. I mean, what's going up and down? It doesn't sound right. Therefore, my mekanech, on the mizrak where the dam originally came from, he's going to go and smear it against the edge, so whatever dam is remaining goes into the mizrak.
Into or out?
What?
Because you don't want the blood to go back in. I mean, he could also smear his finger.
Question.
So that the blood. Okay.
Anyway, the reason why it's called Kippur is off. Kirachsim Kippur is off. What means Kippur is off? Explains Rashi the word Kippur lechaper. We normally think lechaper to go and as a sacrifice, but it's really to go and purify and atone this person for his sins. So, in the same type of sense, the term Kippur also means to go and cleanse, not only to cleanse the soul, but to cleanse his fingers. As he cleanses his fingers by putting against his vas, That mitzvah is going to be for tomorrow. The bottom line, what we've concluded is that both by the dam, as well as by the mechatas, as well as the dam paraduma, as well as the dam from the alikabonis, that dam has to be originally the full shear, and therefore by the kmitzi you have to have the full shear, and therefore when we said originally there was machloket of Nachman, and Rav agrees to Rav Nachman that in fact you have to put the kmitzi in one kli and not two separate kelim. Have a wonderful Shabbos.